killed our people, and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to. I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless you, you will not have war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position.
You
don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of
war.
Millions of people.
You think,
you're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country. That's back to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can...
He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet.
You haven't been alone.
In this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave
you
military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
Except
that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I understand, sir.
I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low
I know.
On soldiers.
Don't,
listen.
Don't, please,
you're running
Mr.
low
President.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing.
President.
And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you'd take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war. But
you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't with me.
For you what,
that wasn't
what this
with me.
Means.
It that was with a guy named Biden, who was not a smart person.
That was with Obama. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
One more question to Mr. White.
But what if they, what if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
But they have
okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, the 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam. And he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
Unbelievably shameful. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for your patience. We need to listen to that again and again and again. It is the United States of America, led by the president, taking a knee and aligning itself, becoming an ally of one of the world's most dangerous dictators, Vladimir Putin. It is a dark day in this country. It is a dark day for democracy. We have fought against the very things that Vladimir Putin stands for 85 years. And here we are. Join this conversation, 855-752-4842. The person that will bring about World War III is named Donald J. Trump. Karen from Madison, thank you for your patience, ma'am. You're first up this afternoon. What do you have to say?
Hi, Maggie. I've been conversing with a friend down in Arizona. She said we should start a GoFundMe, but to help them. But we can't give the money to America because they've screwed up and charged double for all the things we've sent. How can we do anything? Because I think people would pour money into Zelensky's. It's terrible.
I agree with you, Karen. Why don't you let us here at Civic Media do a little of that diligence for you? I don't want to promote particular websites or individuals because we haven't vetted any of those, but we will do something in the future, help provide that directive. According to NBC, this is breaking news, Trump has terminated Ukraine energy grid restoration aid. Terminated Ukraine's energy grid restoration plan. This is to the tune of at least $100 million. You think they might need energy to fight Vladimir Putin? This is extortion. This is the mob shaking down a bodega for protection money. It is disgusting. Russian intelligence officials and foreign policy officials are celebrating. The deputy chair of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, Dmitry Medvedev, said this in a tweet. The insolent pig finally got a proper slapdown in the Oval Office. And Donald Trump is right. The Kiev regime is gambling with World War III. You know how to end this conflict? Dmitry, take your troops back to the Russian border. Poland, the Prime Minister of Poland is freaking out. His name's Donald Tusk, posting this. Dear Ukrainian friends, you are not alone. Let's not make any mistakes here. Let's not mince words. Donald Trump aligning the United States with Russia, putting the entirety of Western Europe under threat. Jeff from Green Bay, you're up next, sir.
Yeah, hi. Hillary, you're doing something different. Am I talking to you?
Yep, go ahead, Jeff.
It's time for Democrats to boycott everything. Quit their jobs, walk out, let the world know what Democrats do versus Republicans, because Republicans don't do anything.
Yeah, it's Republicans for 25 years have run on the burn it down campaign. They just oppose everything the government does willy-nilly. And Democrats have effectively saved the American people from feeling the impacts of that burn it down mentality. I hear where you're coming from, Jeff. I worry about those who are most vulnerable because they will pay the heaviest prices. Thank you, Jeff, for your call. 855-752-4842. Linda from Waukesha, you're up next, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I am so sick of that POS Trump in office making Americans look foolish and idiotic. We need to back Ukraine and get them Russian, sorry, I won't say it, out of Ukraine. Those poor people didn't ask for this. And, oh, my God, I just get so angry when I hear what he's doing, even when I hear his voice. Oh, it's awful.
Linda, I hear you. And I agree, it is a terrible day for us as a nation and for democracies everywhere. Mick from Madison, you're up next, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. I'd like to start by saying that I am a conservative. I'm very liberal on a few issues, and those are the environment, labor unions, universal health care, and Russia-Ukraine. And after listening to what they said today, I could not believe how we conducted ourselves in front of Zelensky. And it was unbelievable the way that we, you know, completely disregarded it. And Trump got off on these tangents about how, like, well, he was talking about Biden. He was talking about domestic stuff and Hunter Biden and stuff. Like, listen, like I said, I give him the time of day on some issues like that. But this is not the time or place. And a statesman should not be addressing something like that in front of an ally that we are trying to support. It's disgraceful. And thanks for letting me speak my mind on your show.
Of course, Mick. And I hope you call back and continue to listen, because, Mick, I got a little message for you. You might actually be a fiscally conservative Democrat. And my friend, the water's warm. Jump on in. You and I could probably have some really interesting discussions. We're going to continue with the phones. If you're on the line, stay there. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're discussing whatever the heck happened in the Oval Office today, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.